Shus Harav, Chosav Ha'olam, title was Give Peace a Chance. And when I was in Liverpool, when I lived in Liverpool, and we had to speak, and perhaps in shuls or gatherings, I seem to remember I was always told to speak about peace. Everyone likes that. Pick up peace. Oh, peace, peace, peace. Ah, Klal Yisrael like peace. Everyone likes peace. I mean, even good like peace. To speak about it is very easy. What we're going to try and do, me peace, Sforim v'Soferim here from Sforim, is to try to really understand what peace is about. Because after all, we know, or we might know, that the brachas of Shemoneh Esra and the brachas of Shemoneh Esra lead to Amborech Samoy Vasholim, Amborech Samoy Yisrael Vasholim, and that is the keli where all the brachas can go into. All the rest of the brachas, the Mefarshim say, go into this keli, Ein Kli Machzik Brocha El Sholem. So what is peace? Really, peace means to be at peace with oneself. The Desler, time and time again, tries to give us an understanding, and hopefully does give us an understanding, that there's such a thing as chitzonius and pnimius. Chitzonius, what's going out in the world, wrong in the world, and pnimius, what's inside the person. He writes, pri chinuchei shel odom, the education of a person is influenced by their environment. That's the main influence. A person's influenced where they're living. It's not their own avoda. It's not their own work. Automatically, I'm influenced by the people that surround me. He gives a classic example. We find that after the destruction of Stoim, or at the time of the destruction of Stoim, Lot was saved. Why was Lot saved? Because he helped Avraham Avinu. By Yizkor Elokim, remembered Avraham Avinu. What was the great thing about remembering Avraham Avinu? Because when they came down to Mitzrayim, and Avraham Avinu had asked, sorry, Meinu, please tell me, Achoisi, that you're my sister. Leman yitav li bavurech, v'choiso nafshi biglolech. Otherwise they're going to kill me if they find out that you're my wife. Lot could have said, do you know what? It's not true. This is husband and wife. And what the result have been? They would have killed Avraham Avinu. Who would have been the person that inherited Avraham Avinu? Lot. And that's really what he was waiting for. Reb Zalman Sirotzkin says that when it says, Lech lecho me'atzcho me'latcho, go out of your land, and it says Avraham Avinu went out, and Lot went with him, but Avraham, he was 75 years old, but Tzitzim Echoron, when he went out of Choron. And then it says, and he went out with Lot and everyone else. Why does it have to say in the middle that Lot was, that Avraham Avinu was that age? Because he was already aging and he had no children, and Lot was going to be at hand to be able to inherit him. So Lot could have said, this man is a woman or husband or wife. But he didn't. And because of that, he was saved from the catastrophe of Stoim. Surely, says Reb Dessler, and he brings down the Alter of Linz Sobotka, who says this as a gewaltige Ha'ora, surely, would it have been perhaps more appropriate to say, you want to see how great Lot was? Well, it came to the two Malachim coming to Stoim, and Lot sees them, and he says, please come inside to my house. And they say, no, kivor choiv lonit. Which really, Lot was going to, if he was going to invite them, it was very dangerous. And nevertheless, he wanted it. He desperately wanted these malachim to stay at his house. And then he said, no, kibbechot nolim. Phew, he could have said, right, I've offered, and you didn't want. That's not my problem, it's your problem. No, vayivtza boma oid. He really begged them, please, ma'oid means mamash, as a kalus alefesh. You've got to come to my house. You've got to. So they relented, and they came in. And then the people of Loit, the people of Stoim, Minar, Bat Zokain, all of them surrounded the house. And again, we find Loit saying, take my daughters, but please don't harm them. You must not touch them. And they say to him, now we're going to do worse to you than them. How dare you do such a thing? And he's strong, Loit. And he's not going to give up. Isn't that a marvelous thing? Isn't that a wonderful Mesidas Nefesh? Isn't that greater than will he or won't he say that he'll get money? Fine. He worked on himself, didn't say anything. It was, after all, I mean, Avraham Avinu was his uncle. Says the Alter von Slobodka, the fact that Loit didn't, we find the Gevadik Mises Nefesh of Loit, that he didn't let the people of Stoim touch the Malochim, was pre-chinuchei shel Odom. He was educated that way. That's not his true Madrega. He was educated in the house of Avraham Avinu. So he had within him, in his whole psyche, he had within him, Gemilas Chasod. Hachnos HaZoichim. So therefore, it's no chokhmah. It's still chokhmah. I mean, it's great, but it's not as great a chokhmah as when he had to work on himself. It was his own mahus. He had to work on himself not to tell the Mitzrayim that indeed Avraham Avinu is the husband of Soleimenu. That was his own avodah. The fact that he wanted the Malachim to come into his house, that wasn't his own avodah. Because the pre-chinuch shel Odom, a person's educated by their surroundings. And that is the major problem. That's why the Dessler says time and time again, please try to get from the chitzonius to the pnimius. Everyone goes to shul. Everyone goes to droshes. Everyone goes to asifas. That's wonderful. It's great. But even greater, it is if a person through their own avoider builds up their own character. They can take whatever they want from the Shia. They can take from whatever they want from the asifa. They can take what they want from davening. But in the end, it's what we do with it. How one builds one's own character. People go to shul. In the Parshas Dvarim Daf Torah, the Pshimshin of Fall Hirsch says that Klal Yisrael have become Kimluna b'miksha ke'ir netzura. Kimluna b'miksha. What's ke'ir netzura? He says, people go to shul. People go to shurim. Everyone's going to shurim. That's nice, fine, good. But do you know what happens? It becomes ke'ir netzura. Nothing is taken out. Everyone's doing it, so I'll do it as well. I think I heard from Ramatisyo Solomon Zalig Gesundsein, if I remember rightly, that he said in one of the big asifas that took place in America, after that he felt it wasn't successful. And one could appreciate it could be why it's not successful, because everyone's going. You're going to asifa, you're going to asifa, everyone's there, massive oilam. But it becomes ke'in netzura. Ke'in netzura, I've been to asifa, yoitzigvein. That's all mibachutz. That's pre-chinuch shel Odom. A person's educated by their surroundings. You're going, I'm going, we're all going to shul, we're all going to shiva, we're all going to asiva. The greatness of the, every single one of us can be, and will be, hopefully, is whatever one has learned, one builds up within oneself, one builds the bricks of one's own character. Everyone likes shalom, everyone likes peace. True. But do they really like peace if we look at the world around us? The Shlomo of Olba writes that when a person goes through the street
they meet someone.
Right. Now, under normal circumstances, what happens is the following. We're not talking about B'nai Torah, Baruch Hashem. We're talking about under normal circumstances. What's happening is the following. This person that I meet in the street, has he got anything to offer me? If he's got nothing to offer me, I'll go straight past him. If he's got something, I need him, or if he's got something to offer me, I become a good friend. Why? Because I've got to work out, it's what's in it for me. He said it used to be, in times gone by, and hopefully it can be like that today as well, but in times gone by, whenever a newcomer came to town, people used to greet him. Why? Because there's another opportunity to love a Yid. You're a new Yid in town. You weren't there before, and now you're a new fellow in town. Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. Because whenever a person met someone else, it's not what's in it for me, it's what I can do for him. There's another Yid there. That becomes a problem if people don't internalize this. Solomon goes so far, peace goes so far, that one has to promote it to such a degree, it's difficult. There was a Rebbe that was going with his Talmidim on a charter flight to Ukraine. And it was only Haimish Eden on the flight. And the Rebbe was there, and then he took the microphone and he started speaking. The Olim were quiet, and he told the Olim the following. He says, in times gone by, when people wanted to go to a kever of a Adam Godel, it took time, it took energy, a horse and cart, highwayman on the way. It was mamash a Mesidas Nefesh. Phenomenal Mesidas Nefesh. Then travel became easier. Right, you could take a plane. Now, with a plane, taking a plane means they're going to be in the serious. First of all, the film's on the plane. The airport's also a problem, but the film's on the plane, there's no serious there. It's also Monsieur Snefish. If a person doesn't look at anything which is inappropriate, it's an Nisoyan. So he said, now we're on a plane together. There's no Nisoyanis, there's no films on the plane, so what's the Nisoyan? And it's easy. We're stepping on the plane, and we land, and we go straight to the Kforim. That's very easy. So where's our Nisoyan in today's world? Our Nisoyan is going to be the following, he told them. When we get off the plane, we're going to go to a hotel. Someone might get a better bedroom. Someone might get, there might not be enough food. There's room for complaint. There's room for arguing, scribbling, one person to another. That's our Nisoyan today. It's a different type of Nisoyan. Please, you don't get what you want, don't argue about it. You've got opportunity to give, give. Because this union of Shalom is our problem today. Let's see if we can keep peace between us. The planes we've got, fine. The opportunities we've got, that's all mebechutz. But inside, that is meant to be the Kriches Odom. That's where we build ourselves. Next door in the Sem, there was, going back about 15, 16 years ago, there was a girl called Geldzahler. I don't know if you've heard of the name. Geldzahler, her father was Reb Lezer Geldzahler, who was Rosh Hashiva of Oy Yisrael in America. And unfortunately, he was with his Bochrim in Etz Yisrael, and there was a terrible crash, and he was in a coma for approximately a year. And we had stories about him. One of his stories was the following. His daughter was driving a car in America, and she stopped at the petrol station. And at the petrol station, there was a midget. This midget was the one that was going to put the petrol in and fill the tank and at the same time wash the windows. That's how it goes there. So he did so. And then he looked into the car and he saw a picture there of Reb Eliezer Geldzahler. He said, "Where'd you get this picture from?" She said, "I'm a daughter." She said, "I'm a daughter." So, but unfortunately, he's not alive anymore. So this midget started crying. Surprising. Was for Scheicher, says this person with Reb Eliezer Geldzahler. He said, "Your father once came here, came to the petrol station, and he saw me. And usually when people see me, they look away. They don't say anything and just go on. And it makes me feel terrible. Your father, when he saw me, he said, 'You know, not exactly these words, I can't remember, but basically this is what he said. You're such a wonderful person. You know, you're a midget, but you don't feel sorry for yourself. You do. You have a job and you earn money. That's wonderful. You've got a problem, but you live with it. You know what? I'm going to go back. I've got an academy in Monsey. I think it was in Monsey at the time. I'm going to go back and tell them all what a great person you are. What a great person you are. You're a person that lives a life, even though there could be so much to complain about. You live a life. And that's wonderful." He said, "You don't know what that did to me. What's a pshat? Why did Reb Eliezer Geldzahler is a person that wants to see at every situation, how can I promote peace? Promote peace. It's very difficult in our generation. You stop in the street once and you have a look. Just stop and look how many people are passing each other. 10, 20, 30 people. But how many people relate to each other? First of all, if they're on the phone, there's no way. Absolutely no way. They just don't see each other at all. And you've stopped sometimes. No hello. No how are you? Because if you'd be a person that I'm making a business deal with, or if you're a person that can give me money, then all of a sudden, I smile. Fine. But if there's nothing in it for me, then all you are is a son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all you are. So who cares? Because Bonim Atem Hashem Akeichem. But who cares if you're a son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's nothing in it for me. So who cares? That's what it amounts to, really. Bonim Atem Hashem Akeichem. But it doesn't happen. Now, if a person would be at peace with themselves, then when they would go out into the street, hopefully they would want to see, what can I do for someone else? Every single person out there gives us an opportunity to appreciate another child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that promotes peace. Many years ago, Rabbi Nachum Aronson, a colleague of mine, sent me a cutting which was in the Jewish Tribune. In the Jewish Tribune, there was someone apparently who had become frum, and he relates why he became frum. He was going along Northumberland Street, and he was feeling a bit sorry for himself, and he met someone who he'd never seen before, and this person smiled at him. It made his day. Mom's made his day. And that boosted him. These little things matter. There was a bocher that was going to Ponit Yeshiva for the first time. He wasn't sure if he wanted to be in Ponit Yeshiva or not, because he was a bit scared. Ponit Yeshiva is a very large yeshiva. And he said, "Look, I'm going to go to yeshiva and I'll see if people take notice of me, all well and good. If they don't, then I'm leaving it. I'm going down the stairs, back down the stairs again, and perhaps I'll go, I think, to business. Well, but anyway, I don't feel wanted." He went into the yeshiva. The oilam were learning. No one took any notice of him whatsoever. People came, people saw him, perhaps came out, in and out. No one took any notice of him. Finish. I'm not going to yeshiva. So he started going down the steps of Ponovitch Yeshiva. And as he was going down the steps, he felt a little touch on his back. And there was a bocher that told him, "Your lapel of your jacket is up. Let me put it down for you." I've been noticed. Straight up the steps he went again. And the rest is history. What did it take? You noticed me. That's what peace is. That's what peace is. At peace with oneself. Of course, and if a person is at peace with oneself, they come. So Reb Dessler says, what does that mean? If a person is good with themselves and they're working with themselves, that when they go out, they're looking for opportunities. Sheishem Shemayim is Ayav Al Picho. People have got to notice. You'll notice other people. And they'll notice you and you'll make their life happier. That's a Pshat Sholem. That's Pshat Peace. Peace of other. It's easy to talk about peace, but if a person's at peace with himself and knows enough about what it means to make Sholem with other people, for that one has to be happy with oneself. I saw the other day in Sefer Oras Derech by Uri Weissblum, Shlita, been in Nachas HaNaviyim in Haifa, been a Mashkiach there for many, many years. And he talks about Midas, talks about egoism, Akaras HaToiv, Avodas HaMidas. And he brings down Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital says, in and out midos, they are naturally within a person, but to boys, bodom, benefesh ha-shvelo, either for the good or for the bad. Olofichach, he says, they're so necessary that einam midos mechlal ha-tarek mitzvos. It's not part of a tarek mitzvos. Because if a person keeps mitzvahs, that's very good. We daven, we learn, we do all the things that we're meant to. We walk the walk, we talk the talk, it's wonderful. But if a person hasn't got midas as a prerequisite to the Torah, then there's something wrong. Then the Torah, there's something wrong with the Torah. Ulufichoch, inyan amidas arois, koshim min avedas atzmon moid moid. When a person's character is a bad character, they have to be very careful. And conversely, if a person works on the good midas, that is a keli to be able to be mekayim the tarek mitzvahs. And we said the sholem mitzvah of sholem is keneged kulo. But can I say, it's a keli which lets all the tefillahs and mitzvahs, it's a keli, hold to all the mitzvahs. That's avodas hamidos. It's a question of building oneself up, learning Musa in this respect, being to be able to understand what Sholem is all about, what peace is all about, and if I'm happy with myself and I'm peace with myself, I can be at peace with others. But sometimes it's a chitzonius, it's a pnimius. It's brought up, it's a shorim, it's brought up, sefer achinuch. So how do I create peace within myself? By chitzonius, it's a pnimius. I try to look out to give peace to others, and that's how I can bring it to myself. Chitzonius, it's a pnimius. The outside affects the inside. So if I go around, and I want to say hello to people, and I want to be at shalom, at peace with everyone else, whether it's members of my family, whether it's the wider in the world around us, the more I can promote peace, hopefully the more I build the smith of peace within myself. Chitzoynes moyes apnimes. Ki achra pulois dem shokhs alboboys. I speak nicely to people, that creates peace with people. It's another brick. I'm creating peace within myself. And we've got to look for opportunities. When we look at the Ve'ele Masse B'nei Yisrael in last week's Seder, Ve'ele Masse B'nei Yisrael, and Reb Shimon Schwab says, it seems to be that all the most important things aren't mentioned in the Masois. Doesn't mention anything about Kriyas Yamsuf. Doesn't mention anything about the Mon. Doesn't mention anything about the Torah. But it does mention that they came to a place called Elim, V'shom Shtem Esrei Enris Mayim V'shivim Tomorim. There were 12 wells and 70 trees. Tomorim. What's it up going at? What about Kriyas Yam Suf? Not mentioned. With the Torah Kedusha is training us, it's one of the things that he says, it's that the small things that matter. When the big things, Asifa, Shul, everyone's going, Gvaldik Shurim, that's great. That's big.
Klias Yamsuf. Rosh Shivchalayom. Marshal Rosh Cheskel Ben Buzi. Shivchalayom. So what Rosh Cheskel Ben Buzi didn't see. Or Rosh Chaim Shemelet. It's told us. Oba Shivcho Si Geblibn.
Shivcho Shri Meit.
Shri Meit the same Shivcho. Wow. Look at that. Wonderful Klias Yamsuf. Not a single drosha. Good hell. It could be at the beginning. Drosha's fine. Ain't not over tall LB. It's all up to me.
So if you call Shemes and it's mine, look, notice the small things. Not Dafka the wow. The small thing.
Shemes means one for each Shevet. Did you notice that? Did you appreciate that?
Shemim tomorrow. Look, why the Shem tomorrow? Look at the notice the small thing. Why Dafka Shem tomorrow? One connected each one of us came.
Look, see, notice the small things. Because in the small things, when you build up the small things within yourself, you get the great things as well.
And that's easy. If a person looks for it. If a person doesn't look for it, it's not going to happen.
But how one creates Shalom is by seeing, noticing every single individual, every single one of Klal Yisrael is Bonim Atem Hashem Lekechem, is a child of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll end off with the story. One of the things that I personally find is a big chizuk reading on Tisha B'Av is Vanquish the Dragon. Vanquish the Dragon, it's a story about, the authoress is Rebbetzin Pearl Beinish, and she writes about the trials and tribulations that she went through in the Second World War. They're mashunadik. And I heard that she herself said, that the real gruesome things I haven't written, and it's bad enough. But it's so beautiful. The way each one was helping the other one in the most trying of circumstances. Giving time, giving energy. When Rebbetzin, well, now she was a Rebbetzin, when Tzivia Orlion was there in Auschwitz, I think it was in Auschwitz, and she, Mrs. Pearl Beinish, came off the train. And it was Erev Shabbos. The first thing that she heard was, it was Kvat Shabbos. Oh, a smile. I could Shabbos. What's good about it? I could Shabbos. That was Miss Tzila Olayon at the time. Oh, Shabbos. Smile. And the most trying of circumstances, they were always on the lookout to help others. And she could, there are many, many stories like this. So that's our avoider. Our avoda is, but if we see, I'll tell you one story, one short story is that they were, when it came to the left, and whether to go to the left or to the right, she said at the time she went to the left with one or two of her friends, and on the right, and her friends, her other two friends went to the right. So that was it, with all the camps she's been through. I think this was the sixth camp, concentration camp she went through. Right, it's all over now. It's finished. Right, it's finished. Tzok Kishpoch once. Shem Nosam, Hashem Lokach. She looks up and you see her two friends have gone to the right, have now come to the left. He said, what are you doing here? Why are you here? You've gone to the right. Do you think we're going to leave you? Do you think we're going to leave you? Let's see. We'll get out. There was a Chevraman that came for selection again. And again, this Nazi Yimach Shemoy, her friends went to the right, she went to the left together. Right, this time it's finished. And she sees her friends there again. They've come to the left side again. What are you doing here? Said, no, we can't leave you. We're going to try again. But this time, if it doesn't work, Sabidi said, then leave it. Didn't say anything. The Maisa, what happened was, they came a third time for the selection. This time the Nazi Machs already recognized them. The same thing. Friends went to the right. She went to the left with her other friends. And still they came, what are you doing here again? The third time? We're going to have to get out of here. And they did. There was a girl there called Miss Tilly Rinder. And together with her, they managed to survive. Shunadik, the mysterious nefesh of people. Because I might be at peace with myself on the right side. But I've got to be moisa nefesh for my friends on the left side. And they all survived. That is our koich. I'll leave you with this one message. Beis Hashem. We say in Yiddish, good morning. What's good morning? What's good morning? Good morgen. That's Yiddish for good morning. Wait a minute. But good morning is a guten free, not good morgen. Good morgen means good tomorrow. What's the pshat good morgen? One of the answers is, there's one pshat is that good morgen means the trials and tribulations of yesterday, don't bring it to the next day. We wish everyone good morgen. Today is, it's tomorrow already. Don't bring the problems of yesterday today. That's a pshat. And we can say that for the day as well. But the one pshat, another pshat, good morgen is Adarabah. We've got a day of Tisha B'Av today. It's a day of mourning. We go through all the trials and tribulations of the past. Baruch Hashem, one thing we can have is Sholem. We've got peace. That's all the way through. Me'ozo yinu legoi, from a time of Matan Torah, from a time of the Ke'ish Echot B'Lev Echot. Now it's very difficult. It's an avoided day, much more than it used to be, because now our problem is low self-esteem. Every generation has got its problems. Low self-esteem is our generation today. That's what Shimon Schwab said. But if we can work on that, and Adarabah, let's build on ourselves how, by making life good for others, we'll bring it to ourselves, we'll be at peace with ourselves, and be at peace with the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will love that, because Am Yisrael Chayu, we're all Am Echod, Im Echod Im Asheni. If we can only do that, then we can wish ourselves a good morgen, that tomorrow will be a much better day.